It's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecareholland.com, where we instantly improve the lives of families of critically ill patients in intensive care so that you can make informed decisions, have peace of mind, real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision-making fast, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. This is another episode of Your Questions Answered, and in last week's episode, I answered another question in this series of questions from my client, Melissa, and the question last week was part 5 of my 78-year-old mum has lung cancer and developed an infection. She's in ICU on the breathing tube. Can she get off it or will she need a tracheostomy? And again, that was part 5 last week in this series of questions. You can check out last week's episode by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's episode of Your Questions Answered, I want to answer the next question from one of my clients, Steve, which are excerpts from phone and email counseling and consulting sessions with me. And the question this week is part 1 of my 73-year-old mum had a stroke and is intubated in intensive care. She can't come off the ventilator and the breathing tube. Can she have a tracheostomy and go home and have intensive care at home? And again, this is part 1 in another series of questions. So Steve writes about his mother's situation and he says, "Hi Patrick, my otherwise very healthy 73-year-old mother had a stroke around 2 weeks ago. She's still in intensive care as she needs ventilation with pressure support and the breathing tube to help her breathe. The doctors haven't given her much hope unless her breathing on her own improves. I am wondering if your service, intensive care at home, can be an option for her. Just to give you some more details and to shed more light on her current situation. Her CO2 or carbon dioxide levels were getting high when her pressure support was down to 7. So they've put it back up to 8. Carbon dioxide levels at the moment are fluctuating between 57 to 67 millimeter per mercury. She's currently off all sedation and is getting more and more awake, and she seems to be out of the induced coma by now. She's responding well, and she has made it very clear that she wants to fight and that she wants to live. Also, her blood pressure was getting a little bit high yesterday into the 170s. I was hoping to get the ICU to do a tracheostomy and then get her home with your intensive care at home service if she can't get off the ventilator soon. The doctors in the intensive care unit were quite adamant that tracheostomy is not an option for her since the amount she's breathing at the moment isn't enough to sustain life, and they seem to have the opinion that most of the swelling in the brain would have gone down by now. Anyway, I was adamant with them too about giving her time, and they agreed with that and are relaying my thoughts to the main ICU consultant on duty this week. My mother had another CT scan of the brain today after she had 2 CT scans of her brain over the last 2 weeks since she first went into intensive care, and the doctors are pretty much saying that it shows the swelling has gone down and so she may never improve. They are saying her breathing levels, the amount she's taking in, isn't high enough to sustain life. For example, she's taking in 200 mL per breath and she needs to be at 400 mL per breath she's taking. Also, they're saying no nursing home will take someone with a ventilator and a raised tracheostomy and ventilation at home as an option. And they said it'd be highly involved with 24-hour care needed pretty much. I have also attached a picture of the ventilator so you can see her current settings and levels. Can you please let me know what our options are? Thank you from Steve. And if you are watching this and you want one-on-one consulting and counseling with me, go and click on the top of the website to the counseling and consulting options and select from the options that work best for you. So here is my response to Steve. Hi, Steve. Thank you for your question and thank you for using my one-on-one phone and email counseling and consulting service. I can definitely help you with intensive care at home should your mother have a tracheostomy down the line and can't come off the ventilator. Even if your mother needs ventilation with a mask, BiPAP mask or NIV, down the line in a home care environment, I can help you. Intensive care at home can provide up to 24/7 intensive home care nursing once your mother is medically stable and off the inotropes and vasopressors. It doesn't sound to me like she is still on inotropes or vasopressors. Therefore, once your mother has a tracheostomy, she should be able to go back home with my service, intensive care at home. It's good to hear that you are standing your ground, and it's good to hear that you are asking all the right questions and that you're asking for what you want. Most families in intensive care are too timid to do that. They are scared and intimidated by the intensive care team's perceived power and perceived authority. The reality is that 99% of the families in intensive care are too timid to ask for what they want, and they therefore make no informed decisions, have no peace of mind, no control, no power, and no influence. The good news is that even if your mother can't breathe by herself without the breathing tube, she can have a tracheostomy. Given that your mother has now been ventilated for over 2 weeks, it's time to do a tracheostomy. I'll have some evidence here for you when to do a tracheostomy. So I've put some links below this video to other articles and videos that talk about when a tracheostomy should be done. And if you're watching this on YouTube, click on the link below this video. That'll get you to our website, to the written version of this blog, and you can check out all the other articles and videos when to do a tracheostomy. For example, one article is how long should a patient be on a ventilator before having a tracheostomy. The other article and video is how long can a breathing tube or an endotracheal tube stay in. The next article and video is what are the risks and benefits of a tracheostomy, and why would a critically ill patient in an induced coma need a tracheostomy in intensive care? Not doing a tracheostomy after about 2 weeks is negligent as far as I'm concerned, especially since your mother is awake, can follow commands, and is able to communicate what she wants when asked. As you would have seen by now, a breathing tube whilst being awake is very uncomfortable, and it isn't really best practice, as you can see in the articles and videos that are linked towards. Once your mother has a tracheostomy and she's medically stable, we can take her home with intensive care at home. This creates a win-win situation because we can give you, your family and your mother what you want, and we can reduce the cost of an intensive care bed by around 50%. We therefore also help the intensive care unit to save 50% of the cost and free up one of their precious, expensive and in-demand intensive care bed. Also, if your mother tidal volumes are around 200 mL instead of 400 mL, of course, her carbon dioxide levels are high. Increasing pressure support on the ventilator might help, and if it doesn't help, they will have to put her back into a different ventilation mode, such as SIMV, where she gets more help and assistance from the ventilator. You see, Steve, from my perspective, not giving your mother the option to have a tracheostomy will potentially kill your mother, and that to me is negligent, especially since you, your family, as well as your mother have made your wishes very clear. Furthermore, as you may well know, many patients can live at home with a ventilator and a tracheostomy with our service, intensive care at home. Therefore, why deny this service to your mother? The intensive care team is correct to say that no nursing home will take her. And why would you or your mother choose to go to a nursing home anyway if intensive care at home is a viable option? Furthermore, you are dealing with an overtly negative intensive care team, and they seem to only want to point out the negatives and not look further ahead, which is a shame, really. The good news is that you and your family are positive, and staying focused and staying positive helps tremendously in a situation like this. You see, the intensive care team is trying to tell you about that the brain swelling has gone down and that your mother may never improve. This, from my perspective, is complete and utter BS, because 2 weeks is not long enough to determine whether your mother will improve or not. And all the intensive care team is doing is they're not wanting to treat your mother to the best of their abilities. The reality is that everything they are saying is really dependent on their financial goals of the unit, as well as the bed management goals of their intensive care unit. The fact of the matter is that everything they're telling you is a result of what's happening behind the scenes in intensive care, and it's a result of the hidden agendas of intensive care teams. If they had your mother's best interest at heart, they would do a tracheostomy, because a tracheostomy would make her more comfortable and it would give her time to recover in her own time. Instead, they're telling you your mother won't improve without looking at what your mother's life may look like in 2 months, 6 months, or even 2 years' time. Of course, there are no guarantees, but throwing in the towel now doesn't sound right to me, and once again, not offering a tracheostomy because they think she's not getting better is simply negligent, as far as I'm concerned. Your mother is just at the start of what may potentially be a long recovery. There are no guarantees and timelines, of course, but they need to try, and they haven't really tried yet. Taking practical steps forward, have a look if they are really following best practice to try and wean your mother off the ventilator and the breathing tube in the first place. By reading an article or watching the guidelines here, how to wean a critically ill patient in intensive care off the ventilator and the breathing tube. If they are following those best practice guidelines and she can't be weaned, then you can refer back to the articles and videos that are linked to before when to do a tracheostomy. Also, get an opinion from your mother's neurologist and find out what they think. You are doing pretty well positioning your mother's diagnosis, prognosis, as well as her care and her treatment. And I can see you are not scared, timid, or intimidated, which will help you. Therefore, give yourself a pat on your back. Well done. Maybe we can have another quick chat tomorrow afternoon and see what's been happening then. Best wishes from Patrick. So, how can you become the best advocate for your critically ill loved one, make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence quickly whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care? You get to that all-important feeling of making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence when you download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free instant impact report, you learn quickly how to make informed decisions, get peace of mind, real power and real control, and how you can influence decision making fast whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Your free instant impact report gives you in-depth insight that you must know whilst your loved one is critically ill or is even dying in intensive care. Sign up and download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free instant impact report, you learn how to speak the secret intensive care language so that the doctors and the nurses know straight away that you are an insider and that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. In your free report, you will also discover how to ask the doctors and the nurses the right questions. Discover the many competing interests in intensive care and how your critically ill loved one's treatment may depend on those competing interests. How to eliminate fear, frustration, stress, struggle, and vulnerability, even if your loved one is dying. You get 5 mind-blowing tips and strategies helping you to get on the right path to making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control, power, and influence in your situation. You'll get real-world examples that you can easily adapt to your and your critically ill loved one's situation. How to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team and how you will be seen as equals. You'll get crucial behind-the-scenes insight so that you know and understand what is really happening in intensive care and how you need to manage doctors and nurses in intensive care, and it's not what you think. Thank you for tuning into this week's Your Questions Answered episode, and I'll see you again in another update next week. Make sure you also check out our blog section for more tips and strategies, or simply send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. Or you can call me. Find international phone numbers on our contacts tab. Also, check out our ebook section, where you get more ebooks, videos, and audio recordings, and where you can also get one-on-one counseling and consulting with me via Skype over the phone or via email by clicking on the products tab. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll see you again next week in another update.